T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Redskins Survivor is back for week 10. Jordan Reed was voted off the island last week. Zach Brown got immunity. You can vote right now on Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. We're kicking a player off the island. We are giving a player immunity. At the end of this season, there will be one, that's right, one Redskin remaining on Redskins Survivor. That is the way the game is played. Here are your remaining Redskins on the island. You can vote this week's game based on those four quarters. One of these players immune or voted off. Kirk Cousins coming off of a 300-yard performance with one passing touchdown, one critical interception, and two big rushing touchdowns for the Redskins. Trent Williams played through pain, didn't give up any major pressure, sacks, or hurries, was fairly unnoticeable, which is a pretty good thing for an offensive lineman.
Yeah, no sacks allowed until the very end of the game.
Morgan Moses, not quite himself this season, but he's been a steady performer on an injury-riddled line, and he's not 100% in his own right playing through pain. Josh Norman had his worst game of the season. I wonder if that's going to cost him.
I'd say so.
In Redskins Survivor. He got torched on a 51-yard hookup with Stephon Diggs in the opening drive of the game for Minnesota. Got beat a couple of other times as well. But Rashad Breeland did not play well. Beat by Diggs on a touchdown. Beat by Adam Thielen a couple of times. DJ Swearinger was the best Redskin on the field on Sunday against the Vikings. Maybe that nets him immunity. Ryan Kerrigan, uncharacteristically pedestrian. Ryan Kerrigan was just kind of out there on Sunday. Now, not all of that was his fault, but he didn't make the impact plays that normally get you immunity. Preston Smith had one big pressure and hit that led to an incompletion on a third down on the only three and out of the game on drive number two against Case Keenum.
It hit the arm of Keenum. Big play.
Zach Brown, who is immune this week, cannot be voted off and cannot get immunity again next week, but he is safe. So you're basically debating between eight Redskins. Cousins, Williams, Moses, Norman, Breeland, Swearinger, Kerrigan, and Smith are your options. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Who are you voting off? Who are you giving immunity?
Immunity this week. There's one name, and one name only, shall I please? DJ Swearinger. If he's not unanimously given immunity, I don't know what game we all watched. Every person that goes to Grant and Danny at Facebook.com/Grant and Danny who doesn't vote for DJ Swearinger, I don't know what you are doing. You must be a member of a family of another player. He was the best Redskin. He was the best player on the field for either team in that game. He was out bleeping standing. Not only with the interceptions, but in the run game, breaking up passes. He was a juggernaut, like the character Juggernaut on X-Men. He was unstoppable. Give me DJ Swearinger. Stang.
It is not unanimous, because as I'm looking at the votes here, I see a vote for Kirk Cousins. I see a vote for Trent Williams for immunity. But for the most part, I'd say at about a 98% clip, the votes are coming in for him to be immune. So I'm guessing he's going to be safe.
Give me that.
You can vote Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Yeah, the answer is DJ Swearinger. Two picks in the second half, kept the game close, flying all over the field. He's the guy giving the speeches pregame. He's a great leader. He's the one that called the team out for their Friday practice after the game. He cares a lot. I love listening to him talk about football. I love watching him play. And he gives you a chance each week to play well on the back end defensively because of how violent and physical and passionate he is. And what he brings to your secondary is credibility and leadership at a position where they've lacked those things for some time. So, DJ Swearinger, great game against the Vikings. I commend you, sir. Best game of your season. You get immunity. Who will I vote off the island is the big question.
Who's gone?
I'm going to vote Rashad Breeland off the island, and I'm going to do that despite the fact that I thought long and hard about booting Josh Norman off. Norman had a worse game than Rashad Breeland. I think Norman and Breeland have both had good seasons, but I don't want Norman's one terrible week to cost him. Rashad Breeland is good for two or three of those a year. Norman might be good for one of those a year. It's the difference between being a good corner like Breeland and a great corner like Norman. So I'm going to kind of go season-wide achievement award here. I thought about voting off Morgan Moses, not because he didn't show or because he did anything wrong, but because it's about that time of the process.
Yeah.
So I considered that. I considered voting off Preston Smith. It was just too quiet. Has been pretty much quiet now for the better part of the last month. But I'll go Breland this week and give those guys another chance.
Everything you just said is what I thought. It's why I cast my vote at Facebook.com/Grant and Danny for Bashaud Breland to be voted off the island. This is to me, it was down to either Norman or Breland. And my default was Breland has missed some time. I know Norman did as well. But there have been more moments where Breland was less effective than Josh Norman. So this is down, again, to the part where it's not fair, where you're getting guys that have played well for you for the most part. You're going to send guys home that probably deserve to win this thing or deserve to have a shot at it, and this is one of those tough times. I differ than you a little bit. I actually think Kerrigan and Smith were fine. I think they beat their guys enough, but it was easy for Case Keenum to kind of step up and pat the football and do whatever he wanted. I thought they were close to getting home a number of times, and if there was interior pressure, they would have. So to me, they both should stay. Looking around at the offensive line, I thought they were fine in that game, holding a really good defensive unit at Michael Bay for most of the game. So it came down to me to either Norman or Breland, and I give it to Breland.
And I think your point on Kerrigan and Smith is correct. They were hindered by the interior D line, but you could still make an impact with plays. You can bat a football, didn't happen.
No, true.
You can make a big tackle for loss for an L4 in the running game, mm-hmm. and it's 2nd and 14. That didn't happen. I mean, when you're on the field for 50 snaps, one or two huge plays when you're as good as Kerrigan or Smith would put you over the top. But again, I'm not voting them off because I didn't think they played poorly. I just thought it wasn't a game where they stood out necessarily positively to the point where I'd give them immunity. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Chris Russell talks Redskins with us next. How about the increased role for Samaje Perine? What should we expect as he get more touches? You're listening to the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.